This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I've got an interesting story that I want to share with you about regrets. And it mentioned the University of Dayton. The woman was from Memphis, Tennessee, but it talked about UD. So that caught my eye. Here's what she said. Her name's Jennifer, Memphis, Tennessee. She said all of her years of high school, she had as a goal, I want to go to the University of Pittsburgh. I want to be a Panther. But like a lot of students, she filled out scholarship applications to 20 schools. And as it turned out, the school that she wanted to go to the most, University of Pittsburgh, was the one that offered her the least amount of money. She said, that's where I want to go. I want to go to the University of Pittsburgh. The place that offered her the most money was UD, University of Dayton. She says some negative stuff, so hold on, about Dayton. But it doesn't end that way. It ends on a positive note about Dayton. I hated my first 2 years of undergrad at the University of Dayton. I hated the city of Dayton for being so small. I didn't know you could be mad at a city for being small. And she said, I hated the city of Dayton because they lacked the bridges that you would see in Pittsburgh. I didn't know our bridges were bad compared to Pittsburgh. I knew that I had made a mistake of not trying hard enough in high school, so I didn't see what was in front of me. I couldn't enjoy anything. I was reveling in regret. I kept thinking of what I could have done, only to find that I was exactly where I needed to be. You see, I didn't get to be a Panther. I didn't get to live in Pittsburgh, but I did find my best friends for life in Dayton, Ohio. And I did find what I'd like to do with my life in Dayton, Ohio. What I didn't get pales in comparison to what I found. That's an interesting sentence. I want to read it again. What I didn't get pales in comparison to what I found. I only wish I hadn't wasted my time on regret instead of enjoying life. Isn't that interesting? I only wish I hadn't wasted my time on regret instead of enjoying life. Here's my point in telling Jennifer's story. Her regrets about school, nothing. Nothing. Compared to the regrets that I foresee men and women in eternity facing when they realize I could have given my life to the Lord, but I didn't. My parents talked to me about Christ, but I rejected him. A friend at work talked to me about the Bible and about the Lord, and I said, no, I'm not interested. You talk about regret. When people have to stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and know that they went their entire life and never said three words, Jesus is Lord. That's regret. Don't go to your grave saying, someday I'll repent. Don't go to your grave saying, someday I'll get things straightened out with my life. Someday things will be better. And then someday never comes. What is repentance? Three things from Jonah 3. Believe God. Believe God about your sin. Believe God about his forgiveness. Believe God about his reconciliation with you through the cross. Secondly, you come urgently. These people urgently called on God. That's repentance when you call them on God now. We're not going to put it off 5 years in the future or till we're on Medicare. Then we'll repent. Then we'll call on God. We call on God now. And thirdly, they changed things. They were going the wrong way and they did a 180 in their behavior. That is repentance. Anybody need to turn today? We all do. Turn away from something and turn to something, to Christ. Believe. Urgently call upon the Lord. And thirdly, turn. That's repentance.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.